And now this is a dictation for Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, June 458, addresses a letter to Kurt, K-U-R-T, Anderson, 817-4601. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow up for Mr. Thompson, chronic kidney disease, prior anti-inflammatory agent exposure, last visit in February, no hospital visits, diffuse body pain, including headaches, goes to the chiropractor, using essential oils as a topical treatment, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, and nasal congestion allergies, denies dyspnea, denies purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, inhalers in the past makes him jittery, review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. No blood pressure medicines. Pressing weight is stable, 115, blood pressure by nurse, 140 over 90. No respiratory distress, lungs cardiovascular normal. No ascites tenderness, no edema or neurological deficit, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is from August. Creatinine above baseline, creatinine improved. It was running close to 1.5, presently 1.26. Minor anemia, 12.9, normal white blood cell platelets, a low sodium, low potassium, elevated bicarbonate. This was, however, at the time of sore throat, upper respiratory symptoms. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stable, off anti-inflammatory agents, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, blood pressure in the office running high, he needs to check it at home, takes no blood pressure medicines. There has been anemia, but does not require EPO treatment. There is a bunch of electrolyte acid-based abnormalities. He denies right now any gastrointestinal symptoms. The only new symptom was upper respiratory congestion that already resolved. He's doing blood testing a month to monitor these abnormalities, which presently are not causing any symptoms. All questions answered, end of dictation.